WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc.
And we are now joined in studio by Dave Lowry of Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven. Dave, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent. It's great. So great to see you. And it's very nice of you to come up and see us just an hour north, I guess, of your home in Richmond.
Yeah. I just thought I'd drive down here and see what was going on.
we sort of have a facetious saying around here where we take after Stephen Colbert and we call people friends of the station once they've been in here. But you truly have been a friend of the station over the years. And I definitely obviously want to talk about the new record. But I'm really curious, actually, to hear a little bit about our relationship with you as a station, because I know that from the very beginning, I think it was Cracker, you know, helped launch WNRN 14 years ago.
Yeah, I think we did a show at what was then Trax as a benefit for what became NRN. It was part of the, like, raise some money and other people would match it kind of thing. So that's what we did, yeah. I think that was, I don't know, 95
yeah,
or 96.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, 95, I think.
Took a while to get it off the ground.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for that.
No problem.
We're still kicking and happy to repay the favor by playing your excellent new album.
Yeah.
It seems like you've gotten a great critical response on this record and, you know, really have a radio hit on your hands.
Which is nice. It seems like we did get a lot of critical success, and it seems like this song, this new song you just played, Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out, it's sort of acting like it's a real single now. And it's the first time we've actually kind of been on the charts in a while. I mean, we've put out other records and they've done fine and stuff like that, but we sort of haven't really had, like, sort of across the country, like, radio play like we're getting with this one.
And of course, you know, it's 2009, and I'll be the first to admit that you don't necessarily need radio in the same way that you did 20 years ago, but it's nice, right? It's gravy.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need it, but it sure doesn't hurt still.
Well, and people enjoy hearing the song on the radio. Actually, we couldn't have asked for better timing. Some caller called in while Dave was sitting here and asked what the song was that he just heard because he liked it so much.
See,
so.
And that's what I'm saying. People actually are like, whoa, what's that song? I want to buy it. You know, that's how a single's supposed to work.
Well, we've gotten a great response from Richmond, too, who now that we broadcast in Richmond, very happy to hear Cracker on the radio in Richmond again. So
yeah, that's great.
It's working out well for everyone. Well, would you mind sharing a song from the new record with us?
Sure. I'm going to do this song. Be a little funny. This is a song that we did as a duet with Patterson Hood for the Drive-By Truckers. So you can guess which lines he sang and
excellent.
Which lines I sang. Well, I'd never sleep with your ex-girlfriend, even if she starts to flirt with me again. Allow me to apologize for my slightly wicked thoughts, 'cause that's the kind of friend that you got. And if a fight breaks out and you're the cause of it in some redneck bar where you've been talking, rhymes with it, you can figure it out, I would not forsake you later in that parking lot, 'cause that's the kind of friend that you got. Well, through the laughter and the cheers, we go stumbling through these years, a bit dysfunctional, folks might say. And I got the dirt on you, but hey, you got plenty on me too. So I'll pray we stay together
all our days. So when you're on a date and you finally bring that girl home, you put a little Captain Beefheart on the stereo, then you disconnect the phone. Well, I'll show up drunk and raving, and then I'll pass out on the spot, 'cause that's the kind of friend that you got. Well, through the laughter and the tears, we go stumbling through these years, a bit dysfunctional, folks might say. Well, I got the dirt on you. Hey, you got plenty on me too. So I pray we stay together all our days. Dear Lord, yeah, I pray we stay together all our days.
Dave Lowery of Cracker on WNRN. That's from the new album Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. Much has been made of sort of the, I don't know if you want to say, apocalyptic is taking it too far, but the tone of the album, which deals with a lot of current events and just what we're going through now. But I think it's nice that you called it Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey instead of Sunset in the Land of Milk and Honey.
Well, yes.
It's more hopeful that way.
It's hopeful in a way, but the point is to, that we actually sort of undermine the title with sort of like
so much of what you're saying on the album. That's okay.
Just sort of more. So it's more like, well, the sun came up and we sort of got a good look around at what was around us, and it wasn't quite as good as we thought.
At the world crashed down around our ankles. Now it sounds like you actually kind of pursued a different way of recording this time around. From what I was reading, I mean, you guys have been together for quite some time, probably had settled into a bit of a pattern in how you went about recording Cracker albums. But it sounds like you kind of did it differently this time. Can you talk a little bit about your process for making this most recent album?
Yeah, sure. It's, normally, you know, Cracker's largely me and Johnny Hickman. Mm-hmm. And normally we either write the songs separately or together and then kind of bring them to the band and record it. But this time we were like, you know what, we're just going to start with a clean slate. We're going to go into like the rehearsal room. We're just going to like write them basically all from scratch with everybody in the band involved. And you know, the old joke is when the drummer says, the last thing that drummer says before he got fired from the band is, hey, you want to do one of my songs? Well, actually, like, Frank actually provides some of the guitar riffs for this record and some of the music and stuff like that. And Sal Maid is a very talented bass player, and he came up with some of the riffs and stuff like that for it. So it was just interesting because we just started with a clean slate and just went from there. And then the other thing about the record, I know this sounds a little weird, but most bands, maybe once they do one or two records, you rarely play the new songs live before you go in and record them. And we sort of set out to play all of them, if possible, live.
So they were kind of road tested before you went in studio.
Yeah.
You can work out the kinks, or you can see what the reception's like. I mean, I guess. And they probably evolve a little.
Or just sort of get arranged a little better when you do it live in front of an audience, because you're like, oops, that's too subtle. This is, you know what I mean? And it just sort of gets arranged a little better.
Well, it's interesting that you did approach this album in a new kind of way, because a lot of people are commenting, it seems to me, in the reviews about how really this is core Cracker sound. I mean, a lot of people are talking about how this gestures back to some of maybe the early 90s records or something, with the punk and the country and the...
I think that's the case. I mean, it's not as esoteric of a record as a couple of them that we've done recently. But there's always been that punk and sort of alt country influence in us through all the records. But this is kind of just specifically sort of the hard rocking stuff with like a couple rootsy things.
Well, the new record definitely rocks. And I want to talk in a little bit about What a Busy Man You Are. But I'm wondering if you can first share another song from the new record.
This is called Hey Brett.
Mm-hmm. My people come out of the forest and the mountains into this unpromising land. Scratch out a living in this desert valley, hard living for any man. It were no Eden, as cold as Sweden, like Hades in the summertime. We built the cities, we dug the ditches, we picked the fruit from the vine. Hey Brad, you know what time it is, you know what time it is. Hey Brad, you know what time it is. Hey Brad, you know what time it is, you know what time it is. Hey Brad, you know what time it is. Skip forward four generations, comes a great first world nation, but I'm living in the third. Try to make a living playing on my SG Gibson tending bar and sometimes selling herb. We live like serfs in this new feudal land. We pay the bills, we fight the wars. I ain't no wobble, no pinko commie. Don't start the end times right now. Hey Brad, you know what time it is, you know what time it is. Hey Brad, you know what time it is, you know what time it is. Hey Brad, you know what time it is. Hey Brad, you know what time it is. You know what time it is, you know what time it is, you know what time it is. You know what time it is, you know what time it is, you know what time it is. You know what time it is, you know what time it is, you know what time it is. You know what time it is, you know what time it is, you know what time it is.
WNRN, that was Dave Lowry of Cracker. Hey Brett appears on Cracker's latest album, Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. Dave, would you mind sharing the story of the inception of that song, which I get such a kick out of?
We were on tour with Built to Spill, and there's actually two Bretts in Built to Spill, and their names only differ by one letter. There's Brett Nelson and Brett Netson. But Brett Netson walked into our dressing room, and I don't know for whatever reason, but he was staring at his cell phone. And this captured a lot of the theme of the record, sort of that there's sort of this underlying sort of dissatisfaction or sort of anger or something like that a lot in the country. And he walked into the dressing room, he was staring at his cell phone. He goes, hey, well, we know when it's time to start dragging the rich people from their cars. And, you know, Jonathan Sagal, the violin player from Campers, just the classics, you know, smart aleck. And he just, without missing a beat, he goes, yeah, we'll send you a text. So a few months later, we had this riff, and just sort of to make Frank Fanaro laugh, because we were messing around with it, I was just started singing, hey Brett, you know what time it is. So then I was like, okay, well, look, I'm going to tell that story, you know. So
an inside joke that resonates for our times, I
yes,
think.
Yes.
Well, because and that's part of the success, I think, of this new record, is not just that it rocks and it's good and it's fun to listen to, but it's very timely. Obviously, you were obviously writing in the moment and writing about the world you're living in, unlike, I think, perhaps some songwriters paying attention to what was going on around you. And I think that's part of the reason people are responding to it so well. It's funny, too, though. We learned something about you. Back in May, a few of us from the radio station got to see Cracker play at the non-convention in Philadelphia for non-commercial radio stations like this one. It was great to see you. And you talked a little bit about this whole other kind of life or, you know, job that you have that I'd never heard of before, which is that you're sort of a part-time mathematician, right?
Yeah, well, I was a mathematician before I was a musician, and I started a couple years ago, started feeling like I needed to use more of that side of my brain. Uh-huh. So I basically ended up consulting for, it's hard to explain. People think
it's wrong. I actually found myself having trouble following the ins and outs of it.
But I basically am sort of a consult for people who buy and sell futures and options and things like that really, really fast.
Right.
And it's sort of actually kind of written, I'm actually working on a book about it that relates that to music, why those things sort of went together in a way.
Well, when you were talking about that, the interviewer at the time in Philadelphia seemed to think that was kind of an odd connection, although I know I've read a lot about the connection of mathematics and music, that a lot of musicians are sort of mathematically minded. So it wasn't that surprising, except I don't think most of them are at the level that you're at.
Well, I have friends in that industry, so that helps. But yes, it just turned out that what I studied 28 years ago in college, the kind of very abstract math, and one of the professors that I had, and it ended up that the work that he had done ended up being very applicable, not so much to modern finance, but exactly what happened, the failure of it.
Oh.
Why it fails and stuff like that.
So this
it's
is
hard
where?
To explain, but that's sort of essentially... I'm kind of consulting.
And this is where the themes of your two sort of passions come together.
Well, sort of. Sort of. I try to actually keep them separate. That's the beauty of it, is like to go and do that. And it's like music doesn't interfere with that. And then I don't let that interfere with music. And they're two separate pure things. So.
Now we're back with Dave Lowry of Cracker. Their new album is Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. And Dave, you talked about that book that you know you're working on, but I read, I think, that you're also are you working on a book to advise musicians on how to?
It's all the same.
Oh, it's all the same book.
Yeah,
okay.
it's incredibly abstract and anecdotal at the same time.
So they better be smart musicians if they're going to follow you.
Yeah, definitely not. I'm not pandering.
But I read a brief description of what you were working on in that book. And at least from the angle of the music business. And you said, which I thought was kind of a nice sentiment, that most musicians actually have a really good instinct for how they should run their careers.
Yeah, the idea is that our economy and society, we're going more and more to the manufacture of ideas, things. And the music business, going back to what they called the Tin Pan Alley days in the 1870s, was sort of the first mass market idea business. And you kind of have to run things differently.
Right.
And there's just the musicians actually very... musicians like managers, a lot of the small record labels and stuff like that, people just intuitively do it the right way in the music business. And I think that like the straight business world could learn from that.
Well, I suppose your desires are different as a musician versus as a music label. And of course, we have friends at music labels who we love. But for several decades, those companies had a bit of a monopoly on the distribution of the music. And now they don't anymore and they're panicking. But I think, as you expressed in some interview I read, I mean, that's obviously good for musicians in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely, but it's also more chaotic.
Yes. And that's why it scares people.
And yes, that's very bad. But it's the way the rest of the economy will look one day.
And,
which is frightening.
We are getting, I think it's giving more people a chance. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's giving musicians a chance who aren't as talented, but we're hearing from more voices. We're hearing more musicians.
Oh yeah, people are always like, oh, the music business. You know, aren't you bummed out that the music business is so bad now, or like stuff like that? I was like, it's not bad. There's like more things out there. You can always find great stuff now. You know, whereas it used to be a lot harder to do that when I was a kid. It was like, what's cool? I can't find anything cool. You go to the record store and you might find one record or something like that. Now there's a lot for people to choose from.
I think people are just scared of change, and when the dust settles, we'll find out where we are. But now you have, I imagine you're going to be working with this Cracker record for quite some time. You guys still touring on it?
And? This is actually just kind of a week off, and when we go up to Chicago this weekend and come back down to the Southeast. So.
Right. And Camper Van Beethoven's still active too, right? I mean,
Although, we play maybe a dozen shows a year. That's kind of all the idea of what we like to do with that band is play fewer shows until we maybe make another record, and then we might do a tour.
And I also read that you're working on a solo record. Is that true?
Yeah, well, that's been going on for 4 or 5 years. Okay. And it's almost finished, but I'm just kind of waiting for to be done with the Cracker record before I put that out.
Well, you must have a lot of songs in you, Dave.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, I sort of write a certain amount of songs just sort of as time passes. We sort of just didn't really have, like, homes for all of our records. Mm-hmm. Over the last few years, we'd, you know, one thing would come out on one label, one thing would come out on another label, and we were always, so it sort of backed up is really what happened.
And now, is this your first record for 429? Is this?
Yeah, 429.
Well, they seem very excited to have you from our
end. Yeah, they're very nice. They're working very hard. It's like being on a real record label again.
Yeah, they're very enthusiastic about it. And so I can say from our end, they're working on your behalf very hard, it seems. Well, we have time for one more song, if you could share.
Okay, sure. Let's see. I realized when I did those two songs that I'd forgotten about the guitar solos, and I don't play solos, so let me think of something that'll work without that. Here we go. Oh, this is a classic. Well, meet me by the river that goes nowhere, and let me lay my sorry trip on you. Yeah, won't you meet me by the river, little darling? I might just let you bad tattoos. Well, I was gonna bring you flowers, but I didn't. It's the thought that counts, and I think I'm a bit too broke. But there's some change in my ashtray, maybe just enough to pay for a half pint of something, probably make us choke. Well, no, I'd rather not go and meet your family. They'd probably send me back where I belong. Don't want to hear about you, Mr. Wright, 'cause he's out of town tonight. Baby, come and spend some time with Mr. Wrong. I drive a one-eyed Malibu without a muffler. It's got a tape deck that works if you kick it hard enough. And baby, if you'd like to read, I got some great pornography and a 10-pound flashlight rolling in the trunk. Well, no, I'd rather not go and meet your family. They'd probably send me back where I belong. Don't want to hear about you, Mr. Wright, 'cause he's out of town tonight. Baby, come and spend some time with Mr. Wrong. And now, do you have a girlfriend? And does she look as good as you? Hey, would she like to meet my brother? He'll be out of jail in a month or two.
Well, no, I'd rather not go and meet your family. They'd probably send me back where I belong. Don't wanna hear about you, Mr. Right, 'cause he's out of town tonight. Baby, come and spend some time with Mr. Wrong. Oh, yeah, where I come from, they call me Mr. Wrong.
WNRN, David Lowery of Cracker with Mr. Wrong, a staple of our anti-Valentine show every year.
Okay, good.
It wouldn't be the same if we didn't play that song every year. Thank you so much for coming up and seeing us.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Come by anytime. And the new record, the new Cracker record, is Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. It's a real rocker. And best of luck for continued success on that one, too.
Thank you so much.
And in everything else. So thanks for stopping by. Up next, we've got Nico Case on WNRN.